Oh no, baby.
Yeah,
we're back again. It's the motherfucking Ono Radio Show. Hang on, I've got to get the webcam going. People want to see who's here tonight because
there's beautiful people. Man.
There's beautiful people in the studio. My name is Owen. I'll be your host for this evening. Along with us tonight, representing Queens, New York, my good friend Trevor.
Queens in the house.
And all the way
from
the deep south. The bayou itself, we have our friend Brian Benny Benoit.
Yeah.
Mama meow.
Yeah. Oh, man. It has been forever and a day since we have done an Ono Radio Show, and I have had confidence in the show actually not crashing on me. It's like usually the computer gods take a big shit on my face.
right about now?
But yeah. But it looks like we've got a thing recording. We've got a chat room with nobody in it.
We've got a broadcast to NASA.
Yeah, we're gonna send this thing to the fucking moon, man.
Well, man, we got people in space now. Let's go to the space station.
Yeah,
go to the space station.
I strongly suggest if any idiot out there is tuning into this moronic podcast on justin.tv/Ono Radio Show that you call in. It's always good to call in at 321-332-0186. And at the end of the day, it makes it more fun for us because we get to hear from you. And
is that your logbook?
It's my logbook. It's like my it's the captain's log of the week.
The legend.
It is the legend. It is. You'd be surprised at the things that pop up in this book. I just keep this book throughout my entire life, and I always have a book going, and I just write down random thoughts, and
it's like Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah. But
it's Owen Butler's
but
diary.
It's like Charles Manson wrote it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and I'll have like a lyric to write down. Like I woke up one morning and
he thinks that the Beatles wrote songs for him.
That was good. I like it.
I got to get your mic really cranked there, Brian.
Want to crank me up a little bit.
There you go.
There he is.
That's a lot better.
Sound like Barry White.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, baby.
Get the women all hot.
Man, I got so many things to talk about.
Get talking then.
But you know, it's like one of those things you don't know where to start. You guys are new to the Ono Radio Show, so we should at least introduce you and figure out where you're from and where you're coming from. Let's start with you, Trevor. Give us a little introduction, all right?
Hi, I'm Trevor. I'm drinking a Budweiser on the Ono Radio Show because that's how I get introduced because I'm drinking
Budweiser.
And where are you from, Trevor? All right, I'm originally from New York. I moved to Orlando a few years ago. I'd say about six now. Work in the factory with you gentlemen. And you know, that's really about it. I DJ on the side.
DJ.
I mix some records. I scratch them, and I make some beats. And there you go. Crank up my volume.
Yeah,
that's really
it.
All there is to me. I got a wife and two kids at home, and that's about it. You know,
the two kids thing is kind of
that's
where
you wanted to get to.
I was trying to avoid it,
but you were staring at me.
You got two, not one.
Not two, but two. That's right, two of them.
How old are you, Trevor?
I am 29.
29 years old, two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Your kids are cute. You got great kids.
I have a stray jacket in the closet. Don't worry. It's in there. It's hanging up.
It's just so funny to me because I find a lot of my life, you know, on days off and Teresa's at work. I'm like, I got time to go kill time. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't have that. I imagine
you don't have much of killing time.
No, never. What is time? I don't even know what sleep is. Sleep, time, all gone.
It's amazing that you're even here right now.
It's amazing, yes, that I'm here right now. They're probably running around in their diapers screaming. She's screaming. She hates you both right now because they're screaming and she's changing diapers.
God damn it, Trevor.
But you know what? I am excited because I am out of the house.
Give it up for Trevor.
Give it up for Trevor.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mal.
Yeah.
It is always good news to get out of the house.
I appreciate it. Yeah, now I'll be on the couch. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So Brian Benoit, we might as well get to you next, you know, since there's nobody else. What's your deal, Louisiana? I mean, whereabouts from Louisiana are you from? Why do they call you the Cajun Snake? And
the Cajun Snake. I like
what don't you? What don't,
spicy.
What would you call him? I think I don't know. I mean, I the snake is the snake the works, snake. But
the Bayou Snake.
I don't know.
The Bayou Snake will always bite.
The snake will always bite.
Doesn't matter what kind of snake it is; it's still gonna bite you.
No, I'm from the southwest corner, small little town, south of Louisiana. About 25,000 people. I've been in Orlando now for about 8 years. Love Orlando. Orlando's a great city.
It's a good town.
Good town. Good town. Good peeps. A lot of stuff to do to keep you busy. Great music scene. Everything. Moved here for music. Went to recording school. And somehow along the way, I met these two crazy people.
Somewhere. In the golf cart somewhere.
In the golf cart. Scooping.
Scooping.
Scooping. Oh, do we want to get into the scoops?
Yeah.
Might as well. Let's go into it.
We're just diving into the deep end.
That's the Ono Radio Show,
take the
folks.
Plunge. Let's get wet. Come on.
All right. So we came up with this term. It's basically called scooping.
Scoop.
Scoops.
And for you men out there, all of you have scooped before. Every male on this planet, in my opinion, has probably scooped. Wouldn't you agree?
Every day.
They would have to, yes.
But
you know what? And
but
actually,
they won't admit straight it. Male, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, want to know something, actually? I'm pretty sure women have scooped before as well. You know,
now,
it can also apply to women.
But they don't call it scoops. No, but what are they scooping? That's my question.
The
package
thing.
The
backside, you know,
or
he must work out
basketball shorts.
Are they looking
some
at
basketball shorts?
Basketball shorts.
You know, they got these skinny jean things lately. I mean, I'm not into it, but you know, you got other people wear those skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
I like tight jeans.
Brian likes tight jeans.
I like average jeans.
When
I
he's
mean,
up there yeah. strumming the bass, they're like, "Oh man, scoop,
like oh
scooping,
check it out,
scooping Benoit on the
scooping
bass,
scooping Benoit on the
check
bass,
check out my scoop,
yeah,
check out my scoop."
But anyway, all right, get back to what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I think everybody has scooped.
Everybody
basically.
Has scooped
scooping
a time or two
before
in their past. Yeah. There's no doubt about
it's
that.
It's kind of a universal pastime here. I mean, I think everybody goes out and checks out what's out there in the world.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's obvious that, you know, when you're maybe walking down the street or you're driving by in your car and you happen to look over at a magnificent package or presentation rather of a woman's behind in front of your eyes, therefore you have scooped.
If you have
looked at that and said yes sir I would, and then you have scooped, and so scooping is of course the act of
checking a chick out
just looking.
You're always
still
allowed
a gentleman.
To read the menu.
You know, I'm practically a married man. You're a married man.
I am a married man.
But it's okay to always be scooping.
It's always be scooping.
Always be scooping.
Yes.
Because without...
C-double-O-P.
Here's my thing is, because you need to scoop so you know what you can appreciate when you get home.
Exactly.
There you go.
Now, should we tell the world about our... idea?
We can, because therefore, once it goes over
we
the
need
airwaves,
ideas.
Once it goes over the airwaves, it is then copyrighted to us, so don't try to steal
that
it.
Is
but you
true.
Are more than welcome to call in and,
and elaborate on it, yeah, but at the end of the day, we need to...
Talk about the scoopage issue we have.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we need to talk about scoopage, but we need to talk, of course, about the new clothing line and the new hip hop music video that's going to be coming out.
That will be featuring Liam Ritchie.
Two scoops, Liam Ritchie and DJ Trevs.
Yes.
Featuring Benny the Snake.
What about Sir Duncan?
Sir Duncan.
Come on, don't special guest appearances, guy. Come on. You can't let go of the special guest appearances throughout the video. People laugh. You're giving them away already.
You can't blow your load like that.
Yeah.
Sir Duncan.
Yeah, it's going to be the three of us and many other special guests. And we're hoping we have some directors on hand. We're hoping to help us film the video. They filmed videos in the past for certain individuals.
Exactly, but
and,
we're gonna
be good times.
We're gonna have some scoop action. I definitely feel like there's a hot tub gonna be involved. I mean, perfect world. What do you see in this video?
In a perfect world, well,
I mean, let's go into it. We might as well.
I mean, you might as well.
Come on, Queens.
We're gonna have jacuzzis. we're gonna. Are we going to see it now? Are we going hip hop? Because basically, we're three white guys here, so we don't want to be. You know.
Yeah, but that's what makes it cool.
That you think that's what makes it funny?
Yeah,
is us just hanging out in a jacuzzi, popping bottles of champagne in the G6? Huh? You are funny.
I like it.
You definitely are funny. I like it.
No, but and then we've got the jeans. We've got
definitely. See, now we're getting into the clothing line.
Fucking cats fucking running around making a noise.
Ginger's going crazy. She loves it. She wants to be on the show, man.
But no, you need to talk about your design that you made up for the jeans of the Scoops.
I just feel that anytime there's one of these hip-hop artists, and I'm not going to get into my tangent on hip-hop these days.
Right.
But basically, if you lay down, as they call it, a fat beat, and you throw, you know, Liam Ritchie's voice in auto-tune, you got yourself a million-dollar hit record.
Akon?
Hey, there you go, Flo Rida. Yeah. So anyway,
glass break.
So therefore, now we just made $1 million off a record, and we can now go put some ice cream cones on some jeans that they're all gonna wear in the club. And as the DJ is going, wiki,
banana
scoops,
pudding,
two scoops into apple. I mean, come on, they did it with apple bottom jeans. Whoever made apple bottom jeans had no idea.
Yeah, but
about
you haven't even told them about the actual design of the jeans yet.
But why are we gonna tell them? We're really getting into it.
We're going all the way.
All right, we're going. Here it is, guys.
You have to.
Balls deep. Gonna have different colors. We're going to have different styles, but basically what it goes is you have one ice cream scoop on one side of the cheek.
That's
and
right.
An ice cream scoop on
left.
On
the other side.
And it melts down the leg, and down the cone. And if you have legs, it will look
it
like
will
a
look
nice
like
cone
an ice
on
cream.
My
mom would hate
that
it.
Is melting.
Oh, my mom would hate it. My mom would walk in here and take these headphones and smack me upside the head with them. You kidding me? Until I pulled up in front of the house with the new Mustang that she wanted from 1964.
Yeah, Mom, now you have a house.
Here
too.
You go. Here's your house in your 1964 Mustang.
Scoop this. Mustang. Exactly. Yeah. Scoops. Scoops bought
you this.
And I'm going to
put an ice cream cone on the bumper.
Scoops paid for this. Telling you, man, it's going to be huge.
I'm a good kid. I swear.
I'm a good kid. I swear. Deep down, I just have issues inside.
Oh, man. Brian, we did something fucking awesome this week that not a lot of people have done since, like, the 70s.
I want to hear about it.
No, me and you, remember? We went to the roller derby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's, yeah.
We did. Well, I don't remember, but I was there.
You were there.
Well, it started out at a kid's birthday party. I went to my buddy's kid's birthday party, so there was 31-year-olds there, and do I have a kid? Oh, no.
No.
So I was a little bit out of place.
You could have borrowed one of mine, man.
Yeah, well, no, thanks. No. I went for the free Bud Light, which was horrible. So
horrible Bud Light.
I get a phone call about an hour on the way in from Owen saying we're going to roller derby, so I shortly left about 5 minutes later. No, I didn't hesitate.
I did see the sweet neon lights they had there.
Roller derby was
neon
a...
Neon rope lights.
What an experience, huh, Brian? I mean... First off,
experience.
It's at this shitty ass. I mean, it's like it's strange.
Is it plywood on 2x4s and they skate around it?
How would you describe this place? I would call it Scumbag Central, personally.
80s all the way. I don't know what.
80s all the way. I remember me and
sheriff's there watching the beer tent. So when we went up, they're like, "Hey,
excuse me,
you guys want a drink tonight?" We're like, "Sure." Well, hey, it's $4 a beer. Or you can spend $20 and do all you can drink. So it's like, hey, $20 all you can drink. But after the three, they're like, well, are you driving this evening? It's like, well, my buddy over there is that is not drinking. But
yeah.
I pointed at Owen, and Owen was following me in line. So.
I was pointing at him. Yeah. I was pointing at somebody else. And
yeah.
Just,
so, yeah,
and all of us are drinking. We're just all pointing at somebody
And I can only
else.
Imagine who was there. I know who was there.
But
so.
Jimmy right. spilled the beer, so...
That's right. I actually
spilled the beer on the rink. Yeah. Oh, actually, on top of this mom. Yeah. So
and
was...
did the ref get mad? But I heard we have ins with the ref.
No, the ref was cool.
The ref is cool. The head ref out there. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with him.
I wouldn't mess with him.
I heard
he's got a flat top.
I wouldn't
top.
Go that far.
Yeah, he's definitely got a flat top.
He's flat top.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the head ref though. He is a funny dude.
Is he?
Oh yeah, we were hanging out Friday night. I'm gonna tell you about my weekend when you guys went to roller derby. I went after work to. This place out on 192 to help out one of our buddies, Justin DJ.
Was it Jolly Rogers?
Yes, Jolly Rogers out on 192.
I heard about that.
See, I'm actually used to old radio, so I try not to say things. But I forgot
we
can
say
whatever
the fuck we want.
I forgot. See, I got in trouble by the FCC once.
Hey,
I told
Queens.
You that.
Whoa, with F bomb, Queens.
Hey, F bomb. I forgot my kids are listening.
So anyway. I'm sorry, Philip.
So anyway, now you made me lose track. So anyway, we go there, and now we get your boy, the head ref, to there was this rather large scoop there, and she was scooping him all night, and he was getting nervous.
A cottage cheese scoop?
Yeah, cottage cheese scoop. So he was hiding behind my wife and her friend and trying to avoid them. But then after the night, he got a little liquored up, and
he couldn't avoid it.
We said, hey, buddy, I dare you to go over there and give her a nice little smacker. Give her a nice little kiss. Say hello. But he sold out. He didn't want to do it. Yeah, he went up there and he acted like he was going to do it.
He's like, hey, man, I got six kids. Yeah. I'm going through a divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. And then he gave her a kiss on the forehead. And actually, I don't know what she said.
But I'll skate around these skates real quick for you.
Because when he walked away, she gave us a look. Man, I thought we were going to get shot. Because this place, actually, I thought I was going to go
into. There's some women there that will shoot you.
They might, man. I mean, I don't know.
Which girls you talking about?
I don't know. There's quite a few.
Oh, at the roller derby.
Roller derby. Oh. You never know.
Actually, dude, this place is a little bit more. The best. I don't know. I was nervous.
I have in my drawer here actually. The program.
Please
from the roller derby.
The program. Oh, they needed better music though.
They did need better music.
They better music. It's like, dude, I wanted this chick to elbow somebody, and it's like, you can't elbow them.
You should show it to the crowd.
Oh yeah, I should.
Show it to everybody listening.
Hey.
There you go.
Explain what I'm showing here.
There you go. A little roller derby.
A little roller derby action. All right.
I just like that the camera. Wait, are you not on camera? We're only on camera?
Yeah, right now I've only got one camera. I'll be getting another camera soon.
They don't need to see it.
No, we're better looking anyway.
That's dude, yeah. Why would you want to watch me when you can watch you?
I know. They know who he is.
Anyway, I got some of the names here that are great. One of my favorites is...
Adam Bomb. Man, yeah. She was fucking wrecking them.
But you've also got some of the treats such as Cupquake.
Cupquake. Now she was the defenseman, I would assume.
I don't remember Cupquake.
Can we rewind here? Because people like me from New York, I never really experienced roller derby
before. You're gonna have to come.
So, well, this was my first experience. You know what? And to be honest, it was a little fucking boring.
It was a lot more boring.
I'm sorry if any roller derbies are listening, but it was like, hey, you know, right when they got into it, it's like, all right. These fucking bitches are going. They got the lead guy, the lead girl is fucking going. They're leading,
But what do you mean they're leading? What's the purpose?
Okay, so from the purpose that I have seen is that they have a leader, okay. And then the other team has a leader, and those two people race. Okay, so it's like an old school foot race. I race you, you race me.
All right.
One, two, three, go. Well, the rest of the pack is following to protect.
Oh, jeez.
And they got the wall. So they're the ones doing the roughy scruffy damage
like,
shit.
Like, don't hit
But it's like, you know, hey, right when they get going, it's like, yeah, the music's fucking pumping. And like, they blow the whistle. Oh, you made a lap.
Wait, they only do one lap, though?
It's dead on. Yeah, it's exactly how it is.
Yeah, it was
it's
like exactly one lap. They complete their one lap. You don't touch me, hot tag.
And then occasionally, and then
you're free.
Spill out.
Yeah, like, one of them spill out. It's like, hey, this isn't the shit that my parents grew up on. Yeah.
I thought they were. I want to see some body slams
and some clothesline. I remember there was a movie out. There was a movie.
That's why
we
were drinking beer. I want to see some fucking clothesline.
It was $20 all you could drink. Or $4.99, but they didn't have a liquor license. I mean, that was the whole deal. That's why the cop looked at us.
He's like, "Hey, because
it was donation. It was $4.99 or something a cup, or like $20 all you can drink.
Three beers and the sheriff to bitch at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds like a good time.
I drank my
$20. Moms with three kids on fucking roller skates.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. There were some scoops at that alley.
I'm hardcore.
I know. I got a text message from Brian midway through the roller derby saying that he was scooping at the derby.
What have you been doing today?
And he sent me a picture of the roller derby and the neon lights, which was sweet rope lighting.
Yeah, it was awesome how they just like taped it down around the whole thing.
And then the raffle girls, they always get you.
$2.
It never fails. It's only $2. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right.
All right.
Okay.
And then they never do the raffle.
No, they don't. I didn't win.
They did the raffle. They did something stupid, though, because they gave us all poker chips, remember? And we had to, like, throw them into the middle of the...
the ring and like a Target thing.
I forgot about that.
Like I've never seen, like they had. So dependent on your spot where you bought it, you're more likely to get it in there.
Yeah,
if you're standing on a corner, you're like 10 miles away.
But you can walk wherever you want to walk. It's not like there's no first come first serve.
I just took it as you got to throw it where you're at. So I just threw it.
Wait, hold on. So wherever you buy the raffle ticket from, you have to throw the coin into the bucket?
No, you can walk wherever you want to walk.
I guess that's what it was. But
I walked all the way out to the middle. I said, well, once I figured out what was going on, I walked as close as possible.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's what I would have been kidding. You slam dunk it like,
hey. I'm right here.
See,
with somebody else's poker chip, not my poker chip, by the way.
Oh, that sucks.
See, I didn't really take it as that. I guess.
But at that point, we were like, all right, we're out of here. We're going to the bar.
Bait it? Yeah, exactly.
I knew I wasn't going
to
win.
That's true. I got really fucked up that night, too. And I had to have our buddy Justin drive me home.
What did you sing? You sang karaoke that night.
Did I?
I think he did.
Yeah, Jesus. I did. That's right, I did.
That's right.
I did.
Well,
we
need somebody to verify if you sang karaoke or not. Not counting on you because you weren't even sure if you went there. Sounds like you guys had a good time, though.
It was a good Sunday. Roller derby experience.
Looking forward. When's the next one?
I guess it's a couple Sundays from now.
I think
they do one like every other. I think actually it's like once a month maybe or something. But
I think y'all would go because we all had a good time. We all went out afterwards. All had dinner and drinks, the bar and
yeah,
great time.
Like it's very funny because I just got a text from Jimmy.
Why doesn't he call in? Yeah. Why are we texting?
Honestly, he's obviously listening to this show because he's hearing us talk about roller derby, and he sent me a fucking text message that just said, "You owe me $20," which is the goddamn truth.
Pay for that.
Wait, so you drank Jimmy's $20?
Pay for that, right? Is what you were saying?
I was like, "Hey, Jimmy, I'll get you back."
Gotcha. All right,
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy. What's up?
Shout out, Jimmy.
Call in.
He'll pay you back when the scoops make it.
Seriously, Jimmy, you should call in at 321-332-0186. If you don't, we're going to consider you a bit of a pussy. So.
All right, we're moving on. Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
Moving on. Just real quick, though, before we get off roller derby, I have to read a couple more of the names associated. I like Betty Bang Bang. I think that's a pretty good one. Of course, Natum Bomb.
Fucking awesome. She was elbowing bitches left and right.
Yeah, she was.
Ask Jimmy about her.
Sinfully Vicious. We've also got my favorite.
Sinfully Vicious?
My favorite of the night, and you can guess the frame of this girl. Cinder Block.
Oh, boy. She's coming in the Scoops video. I want her in the video.
I don't know if it's Cinder Block and ice cream go together.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
She actually ate enough ice cream to get there, buddy.
I'm getting my ass well the next roller derby game.
Yeah, I got her. What you saying? These are like those cookies from the commissary.
Fuck. Come on, man. Cinder Block.
She knows about all the good snacks before they come out.
I was expecting, though, the girls at the roller derby to all be like complete butch lesbians, and it was surprising that there were like one or two cute chicks out there.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot. I'm not saying the ratio was very high, but there was one or two chicks.
We had a bad day.
Was this the one or two chicks after you drank Jimmy's $20?
No, this was before.
Jimmy's $20.
During. How about that?
Throughout the $20.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Minus what we drank before we got there.
All right.
We don't count that.
Well, I had like three before I got there, and then I had, you know.
Dude, I was at a kid's one-year-old birthday party. There was 30 of them.
There
was 30 of them. And then they had the two hosts singing to all the kids.
I had two of them.
You know, Fluffy, McDonald's.
Only like a 112 pack
of Bud Light. And they're like, they invited me.
You're like, wait, is that mine? Or yeah. You got that from me. That's the free beer you're talking about.
Brian, you can have a sandwich. I'm like, I don't want a sandwich.
You're like, no sandwiches, but...
It was bad. So thank you, Roller Derby.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roller Derby.
Well, at least you know when you come to my kid's first birthday, it'll have plenty of beer.
Yes, thank you, Trevor.
And probably not 31-year-olds.
Yeah, but your one-year-old already looks like he's five.
He does look like he's five.
You've seen his kid. His kid's going to be the next Andre the Giant.
He's fucking huge.
Do about the little one?
Yes, the little one. No, the little one's the point guard. The young one's the wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Phillip's going to be the point guard, but Justin definitely has some weight over him.
Yeah, he does.
We went to the doctor like 2 weeks ago. I think he's only like 6 pounds less.
Than like a 2 year old. And he's how old? 8 months old?
Eight months old.
Yeah, that's exactly. A big, healthy boy little right monster. There.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
NFL better not lock out for too long.
We're about up on a break, guys. I say we take a couple minutes and come back real quick. But
wow, that was just how my Budweiser just ended.
Dude, yeah, this exactly.
See, you're on my time. I like it.
Exactly.
We run the show on Budweiser time.
That's kind of what it's always rolled on.
I like it.
Bud heavy time. Awesome. When we come back, I want you guys to think about this before, you know, I go and play music here. Brian, did you wanted to play a song?
Yeah, I was thinking about more of an intro.
Can you go ahead and cue that up real quick?
Yeah, I got something.
Oh,
yeah,
all right,
awesome.
All right.
I will say, though, that like I was saying, we've got something we want to talk about when we come back, because I wanted to talk about what you guys think is the most annoying song ever recorded. The most annoying song ever recorded.
You're talking to a DJ who used to DJ at Bar Mitzvahs.
Either way.
Sweet 16s.
What is this? What are you playing, Brian? Just give us a little heads up.
I'm playing a little Stagger Lee.
A little Stagger Lee by
Pacific Gas and Electric.
All right.
Stagger Lee, Pacific Gas and Electric.
We got it.
Right here on the Oh No Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks.
When I heard my bulldog bark, was staggering in building lines, squabbling in the dark. Staggering told building the lines, what do you think of that? You win all my money, dog. You spit in my Stetson hat. Staggering went walking in the red hot brawling sun, says bring me my six shooter, Lord, I want my 41.
Winding clock holds many marks around your Ku Klux furniture. I come a dead set in your
front. I think this should go. Can they hear me? Because Owen has been jumping around like a monkey in a cage.
Just shut up.
That's why I hope we didn't lose all our listeners.
NASA?
Hello? Are you there?
Listeners, are you there?
We're calling NASA again.
He tried to call
NASA. You know they found a bag of coke in NASA?
Wait, what?
What?
They did. A bag of coke in NASA.
Like in the bathroom?
Nobody claimed it. Nope.
Nobody claimed it.
Duh.
Nobody
claimed it.
Nobody claimed it. Trust me, how there's nowhere near NASA.
Imagine that. Astronauts in NASA running shit.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that the guy's programming computer staying up all night. Imagine that. Yeah. Got no more money at NASA. Imagine that.
So, I told you guys I was probably going to get a little grosser here.
Get the Anne Frank diary.
Yeah, well, now segment. That nobody's listening because you just went silent for 5 minutes.
Well, shut up.
Hey, right. We're going to Anne Frank.
We're going to Anne Frank, all right. He opened up the diary.
I got a couple of things. First, we wanted to talk, of course, about the most annoying song you've ever heard.
Oh, God.
And there are so many options. Teresa has a couple that she let me know earlier, and I have a couple. And I wanna know what you guys' most annoying songs ever are, because we all have them.
Yeah, got plenty of them. I used to DJ parties with bar mitzvahs and sweet 16s when you would get the milkshake. Like that's the first song popped in my see. That milkshake song. That's one of the songs that made me have to be like, I can't DJ these parties anymore.
That can be on the list. That can be on the list.
You should put that on there. When you said that, I was like, that popped in my head right away. Like, I think I heard that song requested more song. I mean, I don't know. That song drives me crazy.
Myself, it's Hotel California. I absolutely hate that song. I always will.
And I'm going to play it for you everywhere, half shift.
Oh, God, I hate that song so much.
Because the wizard loves the song and you hate it. So, so he loves terrible. He loves when you walk out because we play it.
It lanes on you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What's that? You know, my one is the last Hoobastank song released. The day or I can't even think of the name of it, but it starts off all slow and it was on the radio everywhere.
What's the hook?
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
See, y'all know already.
That is a bad song.
You know, it's bad. And they made millions.
And they made. There's so many bad songs that make millions.
Who the fuck is calling me?
Wrong phone line. 321-332-0186, people. Come on.
Thank you, Trevor.
No problem. I got your back. God, I bet you
it's my buddy Aaron. Aaron, we're doing a radio show. I know I told you you should stop by at some point tonight. I'm talking on the mic and talking to you on a cell phone right now. You probably can't hear me, but come over if you want later.
This is great radio.
There you go.
Should I at least put him on speakerphone?
I can't. I don't have a speakerphone.
That's right.
The One. Oh, that's the name of that fucking Hoobastank song. The I just thought about it. The One.
It popped in. The One.
Is that it?
I don't know. We can...
Whatever, regardless.
Yeah, irregardless.
Garbage. And their whole fucking name. Worst name in rock and roll history ever.
Dude, I've got a few that honestly, tell me these aren't annoying songs. There's a bit of kitsch value to this that should be appreciated, but The Final Countdown is an annoying song.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. What about Last Dance?
The Last Dance, man.
Are you
talking about Garth Brooks?
Dude, no, I'm not talking about Garth Brooks. I'm talking about the bad disco song that you have to play at the end of every damn party, and it's called The Last Dance.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's that annoying.
You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. Check the chat room. You should look it up. It's an old disco song, Last Dance. You should look it up. It's horrible.
I can't really talk over here, but...
Yeah, that's fine. You should look it up.
I was thinking of The Thunder Rolls.
The Thunder Rolls.
I do have another couple other songs, though.
Let's hear your songs.
Should definitely be noted. Don't Stop Believing. Journey. Come on. That's a pretty fucking annoying song.
Yes, since
Teresa loves it.
Well, everybody loves it since The Sopranos. Come on. It's like The Sopranos.
Yeah, I'm on Owen's side.
That's it.
I love The Sopranos.
I'm sorry.
No, I love The Sopranos, but I can't believe they put that song. And then they proceeded to play that song over and over because it was like the first time anybody ever heard it.
Could you imagine how many better songs they could have chosen?
They could have chosen plenty of better songs.
That one guy that just chose this one song. I was in a very similar situation with that.
They also could have ended that show so much better.
Kind of works out that way sometimes.
Let's not get into that way they ended The Sopranos because that could be five shows long.
It doesn't matter the overall
Trevor.
Ending of the show. What?
I believe it was Donna Summers.
It's what that one person wants.
The Last Dance by Donna Summers.
Donna Summers, The Last Dance.
Come on, man. Anything by Donna Summers is annoying.
Hang on. I'm pulling it up.
The
Drifters?
No Drifters.
No?
No.
What is it? Donna Summers?
All right. You know what? Forget it. Let's move on.
I'm not moving on. Oh, Jesus. This is... You have to do it.
You know...
There is no Donna Summers, The Last Dance.
There, well, maybe it's not Donna Summers.
This is a disco ball with white sheets in the green room.
That's
maybe.
Exactly what it is.
All right, I got it.
Donna Summers.
I got a text message that said anything that Lil Wayne puts out, and I agree with that as well. That was from my wife.
Is this it?
Yeah, man. He's like, yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. We've had a great time here this evening at Brian and Owen's wedding. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Actually, but this is the bad version. You used to have this little disco remix.
I'm sorry, I've taken acid and this isn't cool.
Exactly. It's scary. It's bad.
Who wants this played at their wedding?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Who?
Yes.
Who, I'm Queens? Telling you.
Who? Go on the website
that's
now.
Disturbed.
Go on the website.
You're a terrible DJ if that's what you think people want to play at the end of their wedding.
This isn't the song, though. I would have to find you the song. We'll save that for another time. Right. I told you to let it go.
All right, fine.
I can bring you in plenty of annoying songs that you guys will want to blow your brains out to.
other annoying songs, though.
Well, blowing the brains.
What?
Margaritaville.
Don't get me started.
Brian loves Brian made me get up from lunch one day. What I love about Jimmy Buffett is
listen, when he walked off the stage.
Wait, listen. Actually, that was awesome.
And ate his fucking face.
All right, this summer, we were eating lunch, Brian and I, at work one day on a shift. And there was a guy in the cafeteria. It was during one of those like employee appreciation.
The original
weeks.
Jake from the Blues yeah. Brothers show.
So he's playing the
so
guitar.
So you can't make fun of him.
Yeah, but he's playing. He starts playing Jimmy Buffett. Brian looked at me and said, "We're gonna be sick. We gotta go." And he made me pack up my lunch and leave.
We're out of here.
He said, "We're leaving." Shit. Exactly. He said, "Fuck this shit. We're leaving." And we went and ate somewhere else because he was playing fucking Jimmy Buffett tune after Jimmy Buffett tune.
I stepped on a Pop-Tart. I'm sorry.
God damn, I hate Jimmy. Jimmy Buffett. He's got to be the world's worst artist.
Yeah, he's pretty
he's
bad.
just terrible. What does anybody...
How's he doing after his header off the stage? Is he all right?
That shit made my day. You know what was even better about it? No. So here's the best part. I sent that video to a friend who loves Jimmy Buffett. Who loves Jimmy Buffett.
How does somebody else
this
loves
is,
Jimmy
this
Buffett?
This is my old roommate, guitar player, great guy. Loves Jimmy Buffett. He has not responded back to me. It's been 3 months.
It's that serious.
He loves Jimmy Buffett. I hurt his feelings.
Jimmy Buffett fans, though. Sorry, guys. Jimmy Buffett fans, though, are a bit defensive of their own.
I'm getting text messages that you're not reading the chats.
Oh, fuck. I got to read the chats?
Yes.
We have
apparently
fucking
we're
chats.
Blowing
apparently.
Up on the chats.
Apparently we have fucking chats.
And I was told Chicken Noodle Soup is also, that is a very annoying song. I know what song they're talking about.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
My computer must
you guys
be kind
don't
of
know
fucked
it's like
up.
One of those stupid
the last
sounds
message
like chicken
I got
noodle
was
soup
poll
with
100.
On the side. You know it, man. If you hear it, you'll be like, yo, I want to kill myself.
They're playing shit like that in the bayou.
No, they don't.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
Nope. No Chicken Noodle Soup. It's like Gator Soup.
Gator Soup.
Troy the Mumble
Mouth.
Troy the Mumble Mouth, man. We're going to hunt ourselves something. Get it, man. Get some fucking catfish.
The last song that I have written down is the most annoying song
what's
ever.
Going on? Wait, but what's going on in the chat that's so
ever?
Important?
Hang on, I'm getting to it.
Ever, right, hold
on.
Ever.
Ever.
Hit it.
I would say is I Want Candy.
Ooh. That's, yeah.
It's reminding me of how shitty my Christmas was.
Oh, Christ. That, oh, my God. Let me tell you something about Christmas. And I Want Candy. There was the worst two-step I've ever seen in my life on that stage.
Don't tell her that.
No. She thought
oh,
you.
Oh, boy.
Mike's on the mic, and Mike sounds nice.
That's all that matters. We got to leave it at that.
We're going to leave it right there.
That's where we should leave it at. Hey, motherfuckers, fuck you.
What are they saying?
I see the chat now.
What's going on in the
now
chat
it's
room?
Working.
What is going on in the chat room, man?
At this point, the Hammer concert was better.
At what, than our radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
go
cool.
Go fuck yourselves, guys. You know, you can't
man.
Do this shit.
Ma.
You know, you don't have the balls to go do it.
If you do, I want to see them.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody might show their balls by the end of the night. You never know.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Cracking another beer.
Oh, man.
We need to also talk about some pretty earth-shattering news. It's the new Red Crown tab on the top of the Budweiser can. If you haven't noticed.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This is revolutionary.
I see it.
This
it's red.
Goes out here, the guy who talks.
It's red, and it's got a crown.
And this is why nobody's listening anymore.
Dude. Why wouldn't you show that?
This is cool though. I wonder if you flip it around, does it flow better like a crown? Cause you're the
probably
king?
Not.
No, probably not.
That's
huh?
a stupid idea.
Well, it was a stupid idea to show it on the webcam. I'm just trying to roll with your stupid idea. This is bad radio.
You're bad radio.
You're
your
bad
face
radio.
Is bad radio.
Your face is bad radio.
I know it is. That's why it's not
that's
shown.
Why we're on the camera.
All right. Seriously,
no, this
though.
Is awesome, man. I'm having a good time. I like this radio show. Look, I'm even getting phone calls. Why? I'm getting phone calls. I'm calling the Skype.
You're getting hit up.
Hold on here. Let's see what's going on here.
I still never launched the Skype. I should launch the Skype.
Hello?
We've been promoting a phone number for about the last 45 minutes.
We were told to turn off the music because nobody can hear us, you drunken limey bastard.
There's music going on apparently the radio show?
We don't hear it. There's no music going on our end here.
Is it gone now?
All you guys hear is music. There you go. They said that's better. Thank you. That's all Owen's fault, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for calling in and letting us know that.
My bad
on the radio show
broadcast front there. It's good, though, that we're recording it, you know, because you guys can go back later and you can listen to it, and that makes it all the much better.
Hear everything that you didn't just hear.
Fuck, I really had that up the whole time, huh?
You had that up the whole time.
Oh, look, they're really bitching. It says, I'm going to go watch Charlie Sheen.
Hey, man, whenever you see Charlie, tell him Brian says hello. I want to talk to him.
I got a few things to say.
What the fuck
name.
Are they doing? Turn that shit off. Brian looks like he's drinking his mic. Owen, we can't understand you. I sent him a text. He wants to turn an SM58 bong.
What's going on in the chat?
The chat's going pretty good. Way to go, Neb, was the last comment.
Yeah. Who the fuck said that?
Oh, it's Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. You have nothing else.
Yes, Neb was running
the
board, but we couldn't get anybody else to do it tonight.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
We'll seriously erase this last 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know. It's going to be one of those shows, I get it. You guys, since we're on the topic, have you ever got a zit on your dick or your nuts?
No.
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
Never.
I take showers.
No, I take showers.
I got a loofah.
Man, dude.
With some Axe.
Come on.
Some Axe shower gel. Loofah.
Everybody's got a fucking zit on their nuts once.
Actually, you might want to go get that checked out. Might not be a zit.
Now you got me thinking.
Might want to go down to OBT. I heard there's free clinics. So you can do anonymous stuff.
God damn
and,
it.
That's
why they call them love bugs.
That stuff burns.
I'm just letting them know, you know. If you shower and you still get pimples, you might want to go get that checked out. I heard there's an old school way. If you throw vinegar on it and it burns,
then
you're in trouble.
I thought you just douche in Coca-Cola.
How do you know so much about taking care of this on your dick?
Listen, man, I grew up.
Seriously.
Sorry.
Actually,
good call, Brian.
My wife can vouch for this.
Mama mouth.
I grew up in Queens, and I have some dirty friends, as one of my roommates. He was pretty dirty.
They made that
dirty
movie
gentleman.
About you guys.
They did. It's called Kids, actually.
Yeah, it's called Kids. Yeah. And then I met Trevor.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay away from this guy.
Uh-huh. Except my version of it, I had rollerblades in a book bag. I didn't use a skateboard.
So he has rollerblades.
I had rollerblades in a book bag.
We believe them, though, right, Casper?
Yeah.
What you got next, Owen?
I was going to say something about fucking... Dude, you ever heard stories about, like, rappers going gay? You ever heard that before?
Actually, yes, I have.
See, he knows.
Yeah. There's actually a book written by somebody. Yeah. I'm going to wait for the text message because my sister-in-law knows exactly who it is.
Vanilla Ice?
It might be Vanilla Ice as well. But there was a book written. Actually, I think her name is Head, something like that. Leslie just texted me to turn the music off. We can't hear you guys. Thanks,
yeah,
Leslie.
Yeah, okay. We're
appreciate
way
ahead
of you.
Hey.
You're,
Leslie, you're late.
Get
thanks.
On
appreciate
it.
Neb. It. Neb, I'm going to whip you, boy.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. This is what happens when you let a limey run stuff.
I wasn't talking about that.
What, a Leslie?
Neb. Neb's embarrassing.
You're not going to get your package of Skittles, Neb.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So, anyway.
Rappers going gay.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, there was a book about it. Apparently.
It's a thing. I've heard about it.
But I lost a lot of respect for a certain amount of, for certain people. And because I can't think, I'm waiting for the text message to come.
It's not very rapper-like.
It's not very rapper-like.
That's the whole thing. But from what I've heard,
it's not very tough.
The rappers.
No, but
yeah,
apparently,
like these
listen, here,
rappers,
no, here's
get,
how, no,
they
it
get
was
so
supposed
much
to be tough
pussy.
Because no,
and
here's
then they get
what it
sick
was.
Of it or
no,
something.
It was an initiation because if you
is
was
that
in,
sick of what?
Because if you were in
being
jail,
being a gangster
man,
or being a rapper, what makes you go gay?
Listen, man. Apparently, when you're in jail, I've never been to jail. All right.
at the time of their life.
Exactly. Oh, wait. See, here we go. I got
There's
it.
There's the answer.
She has no idea. All right, so she'll know who it is.
Okay.
Whatever. The bitch's name is like Headmo or something like that. She's a groupie for all these rappers. She made a porno, all this type of stuff.
Headmo.
But apparently, yeah, it's... She's... What do you want me... I don't want to be too racist, but that's the name she made up for herself.
Nothing about being racist. Her name is Headmo.
Exactly. You know? So she made up that name, whatever the hell it is. And she's like apparently a hip-hop groupie, and she wrote a book. Wait. Yes. Yes, that's who it is.
All right.
The person who's texting me.
Queen's
yes,
always
Nicole.
On his phone.
So 50, yes. 50 Cent and apparently all his boys, that was their initiation.
50 Cent. They had a video with
they
the
used
kid.
To,
one in the
they
butt.
They used to take one in the butt and give one in the butt to this Headmo person because really the Headmo was like a tranny, I believe. And that was their initiation because when you're in jail, you're supposed to be a man. And if you were in jail, but that's pretty gay if you ask me. I think NJ should call us up and
You're supposed to take them as fucking
Chickenhead. That's
rappers.
Her name. That's obvious. Chickenhead. She said her name is Chickenhead. That's the name, Chickenhead.
Chicken
look man. It up, man. I'm telling you, look it up. There's a book. And I somebody gave me the paragraphs highlighted, and they called the man half a dollar bill in the paragraphs and then talked about Lloyd Banks and all these other people who went into a room after a concert or whatever or a hotel and... And they banged her in the ass.
For 10 dimes? No, 5 dimes.
No, to be in the G unit to make...
Well, you said they call him half a dollar, so for 50 cents.
Yeah, yes, 50 Cent was the guy who was banging in the ass. And getting banged in the ass, I would assume. I don't know.
Wait, the same guy that's now in the video with the kid that lip syncs in his bedroom?
Yeah, that guy. I love that kid who lip syncs in the bedroom. He's the man. What's his name? Keaton Kelly.
Dude. I'm looking at the chat right now.
Everybody's mad.
They're angry at us.
Why are they angry at us?
There's some really mean people out there.
Well, I'm out of beer, so don't get too angry. Yeah. I'm angry now because my beer's empty.
No, check this out. Check this out.
You should get me a beer.
Trevor's on AT&T. Me too. That's why it took forever. What in the butt?
No, I'm on Verizon, not AT. You're on AT&T. That's why it took forever.
Three,
my Verizon text messages
three
are getting
extremely
here fast.
White guys talking about rap.
awesome,
Jimmy.
I like our good friend Leslie's name, Mam Lil Ham.
You gave yourself away.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't care. It's the beginning of a bad joke. The extremely white guys start a radio show. So thank you. Thank you all.
We appreciate it.
Very very positive comments. So, on that note, I think it's almost time for a fucking break.
Wait, then everybody's really going to leave.
Well, fuck them then. I mean, what else?
Wait, but how could they get mad? I'm telling the world that 50 Cent's a homo. I'm revealing, just like I revealed in Hartford, Connecticut on Radio 104, that dude from the Backstreet Boys, AJ, was a cokehead. And
so
I'll tell you,
you're putting it out there as like truth that they, you
dude,
know this.
It's in a book. It's obviously truth. I'm not really revealing
it's
it.
Frank Diary.
I'm just saying it's
I'm
not
mad
in
at
your
that.
Fake diary. Why'd you throw it?
I'm mad at
Owen
it.
Owen Butler's diary.
All my topics are not going over. I feel like it should just be random bullshit.
Random
time.
Banter.
Yeah.
Random bender.
There's a couple of good stories I read on the news, but that's about it. I don't even want to talk about that because the chat room's gonna fucking get insane.
You know what story Brian always likes is the gorilla story. Tomorrow. You think they'd come back if I tell the gorilla story, huh?
What gorilla story?
What do you mean the gorilla story? The gorilla story that guards the snack cabinet, man.
Oh, yeah. We forget you have kids.
No, I'm just saying. Any kid story will bring people back. I just like the night that Brian came over to my house to eat dinner one night, and he's chilling there. He's eating. And I keep seeing him look over towards the cabinet. And it's like, what are you looking at? He's like, dude, why is that gorilla sitting by the cabinet? So I had to explain to him that my son's grandmother came by for like 3 weeks.
She spoiled him rotten shit.
And she spoiled the shit out of him and showed him where all the snacks were hidden. So now the kid was throwing temper tantrums in front of the cabinet.
So
we had
the fucking gorilla.
So we had a gorilla that moved. It went rawr, and he was scared shitless of it. So we put it in front of the cabinet. Therefore, no more temper tantrums for the snacks. I think that's... I mean, come on, that's pretty
easy
damn funny.
Solution. At
that
least.
Is
I
an
mean,
easy
least,
solution.
You know, you and found something to keep
I think
the fucking kid quiet.
And I think that's parenting 101. Fuck Dr. Spock. I'm writing a book on shit like that. That's how you train kids these days. You scare the shit out of them. They don't do anything wrong. They don't wind up in jail. These kids these days had too much, you know, freedom. That's why they're all pregnant at 16. Like my wife watches 16 and pregnant. Jeez, I want
your doctor was named Dr. Spock.
No, you never read the baby books, Doc. See, because you guys ain't parents, man.
I was just asking.
Star Trek.
If my doctor's name was Dr. Spock, I would have switched real quick. I don't know. I'm just saying. But anyway, now you made me lose my train of thought.
People with kids. You people are weird, man.
What do you mean we're weird?
You got all this like time devoted to like stuff that's like boring. No one cares about your kids. Like, honestly, that's the worst. You're at work. People start bringing up their kids, and you're just like, seriously?
I don't bring up my kids at work. When do I bring up my kids? Man. Unless it's a funny story that Nicole texts me, like, Philip locked himself in the bedroom. Come on, Brian, like that story, too.
All the time, cracking up. You're at the store. The kid's fucking running rampant, running up and down Target aisles. Why do I have to deal with your kid? Why do I have to be constantly berated by your fucking screaming two-year-old?
That's life, bitch. If I gotta deal with it, you gotta deal with it.
Fuck that shit. It's irritating. Anybody with kids has that.
What, you think it doesn't irritate me? What do you think? But it irritates me,
what
too.
What am I supposed to do about it? Right. Deal with it. Fucking slap your kid upside the head and tell him to shut up.
It doesn't work.
Whatever, dude. My dad used to flick me in the forehead, and it worked.
Yes.
I didn't act like that at grocery stores when I was
hell no.
Listen, here's my thing.
I was not allowed to act like that.
My kid doesn't act like that, actually.
Well, your kids are too young to go into the store. I'm talking about kids we see in the store.
Oh, like running around.
Dude,
like
if my kid's going to the store, whatever.
But that's different. You're talking about it too. If my kid's five and he's running on the floor throwing a temper tantrum, yeah, he's getting his ass.
I better see
whooped.
The Trevor put on him. I'll put the one on the Trevor.
Oh, yeah? Buy you snake.
I used to get that.
Throwing it down.
That good old ear twist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, please.
The ear twist will put you in line.
See, I actually
grew up.
A couple hit PBRs. See, here's my thing. I grew up with just my mom, and she didn't really beat me that much. No, actually, she didn't really beat me ever, but she used to do things like twist the back of my hair. You know what I mean? Wooden. She carried. She used to threaten me with it. She got me two or three times.
Wooden
got me
spoon.
The comb once. Yeah.
Shit hurts.
It does.
It never got the wooden spoon. I never even got a belt.
She got me the wooden spoon once, and then she threatened every time after that, and she would put it in her purse. Would think it was with her, or it was with her, and then I wouldn't ask.
So she would disguise it, like
I don't know. Maybe she. I'm sure she didn't really put it in her purse, but she told me it was in her purse. So I was like, no wooden spoon for me.
That's pretty smart.
You know what I mean? Same theory as the gorilla, I guess.
My dad was just always, I think, stern enough.
Just beat you up.
To where he. Well, I got to give my dad credit because growing up, my parents, honestly, they treated me like I was an adult from a very young age. So I learned to grow up with a bit of respect. And they treated me with respect until I fucking crossed that line. Mm. And when I crossed that line, I would get, of course. Oh, yeah.
Smacked up, huh?
Oh,
good. Good for you. And that's why the man you are today.
I also had a bigger brother that used to beat the shit out of me, but you know that's besides the point.
Yeah. We're not talking about that.
Yeah. See, I don't have that. Yeah. I'm all right though. I didn't have that. I didn't have bigger brothers beating me up.
Are you the youngest, or you're the
I'm
oldest?
I'm the oldest. Yeah, but you know, whatever. It's still cool.
We're all different, you know. I think a lot of our psychology, honestly, comes from you know our relationships with our siblings and stuff, like.
Oh, we're getting philosophical now, huh?
Yeah, dude. We're drifting off.
We start off strong and then we get philosophical.
I used to pull knives on my brother.
That's a little crazy. I actually.
Really?
Yeah, one time.
You pulled the knife on
me.
They
beat the fuck out of me, too. after I pulled a knife.
See, I never pulled a knife on my brother, but
that's
a
little crazy.
We had this.
He beat
the
fuck out of me.
Just like my sliding. Just like my sliding glass door, we used to have a little pool area outside of our house. We were all in the pool one day having fun, and me and my brother got in this big fucking argument somehow. So I ran in the house, I fucking locked the pool door behind him. I locked all the doors to the house, and I was just standing in there flicking him off. And then as soon as that door was unlocked, and he got in.
The same thing Aaron did.
Oh, yeah. Fucking beat the shit out of me.
I remember that.
Remember we broke his bed once just in
broke
a fight.
His bed?
Yeah, he slammed me down so hard that
I hit
like,
him with a pool stick one time too.
See, it's
that was the
I
one time
it,
I got
it,
the one
it was
up.
Me and my little sister. Now imagine this. I had a little sister. So you couldn't beat her up or nothing.
Well,
that's why I'm good at mental.
But you put shit like but in I'm your good at like and stuff.
I'm good at mental torture.
Yeah.
See, I'm good at like I could like make her cry.
That
you know what I mean? I was good at that. That's where I kind of like I can mentally torture you for days and then until you just break down.
It's like I saw this video online of this guy that like hid a like an alien, you know, those things you get at the fair, like the alien sort of like blow up things.
Yeah.
And he hid one in the, like his sister's room. And
they're both
in their teens, you know, like he's older than she is, but he hides it in her room. She comes home, it's dark, you know, and he's this, you know, night vision camera going on it. And, you know, she opens the door and she sees the fucking alien and she fucking goes berserk.
Nah, I got a better one. My sister, right? She was terrified of the Ouija board. So me and my stepbrother, one night, she's passed out. We set up the Ouija board with like holy water, just put all this stuff by her bed while she was sleeping. And we put a picture of our dog for some reason. I don't know why.
Why don't you just put her in a
some sentimental, creepy thing? Yeah,
I don't know. So it was just
psychopathic.
Nah, we were just. I think we were like, you know, we came home from. We were out, so, you know, we were drunk, whatever. So we just like grabbed it and put it out there. So we start banging on the walls, and she woke up, man. She freaked out. She started crying. And that's how you do it, man. That's how you have to torture your sister. You just get her back on those days. You can be like, see, told you I'd get you.
That was fucking stupid.
What do you mean? That was stupid.
What?
You guys beat up each other. How are you going to beat up your little sister? How are you going to beat her up? You can't beat her up,
siblings
right?
Siblings are siblings, man.
You know, he's talking about, you, that's what he said. You put an alien, all right? The Ouija board is the same thing as the alien. I was following up his story. How's that stupid?
Dude, you're fucking stupid. Just try to scare your sister. There's nothing exactly wrong with scaring your sister.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I don't know. You.
Smack her up.
You can certainly smack your sister around.
Nah,
can't you?
I don't know.
That's not part of the deal with a sister?
No.
I don't have a sister, so I don't know.
Maybe if you're a sister and a sister, you could smack each other up. But maybe if you're a younger brother and your sister's older than you, you could smack. Maybe that's a rule. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But if I was to smack up my
arm
sister,
holds are fair.
My mother would come, my uncle, whoever, whoever wanted, they break. Would smack me up after that. I think we should take a break though. We're bantering about.
We're bantering about banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a little break.
I got a pie.
Shit. I don't even have any music queued up.
No. See, you're slacking, pal.
The first set went so smooth.
And then we had that dead air thing because Owen tried to do something special for Jimmy. And
you know what, Jimmy?
You know what? You ruined the show, Jimmy. You ruined the show.
He did.
You know what?
Ruins most things.
Hey,
in my life.
Jimmy ruins everything.
Oh man.
He's such a bummer to be around.
He wasn't even here. He ruined it. It's a shame.
I owe him $20. That sucks.
That's how I ruined it, because you owe him $20.
Fucking Jimmy.
Actually, it's kind of if Owen didn't owe him $20, he might not have ruined the show. I don't know.
Fuck Jimmy.
Seriously, fuck Jimmy.
Love.
And we're back on a radio show.
Oh, right. No.
Fucking some Muse Knights of Sidonia for you there.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys like Muse?
Yes.
Sure.
You like them?
Yeah.
You ever seen them live?
No.
No, never seen them. Either of this stuff.
No.
Absolution is a great album.
They've got a few really, really, yeah, really good albums.
Their new stuff's meh.
Meh, you think so?
Meh. I mean, it's good.
Meh. You're all about your boy's new album, The Strokes, huh?
Dude, The Strokes is... Have you heard any of it, either of you?
Nope.
The new one?
I've heard a couple cuts.
Can't say I have.
It's good, man. I'm really, really impressed. It's been a long time since they've had something that they could really be proud of, because there's a lot of people that doubted, you know, the last couple albums. This is their fourth album. It comes 10 years after their debut album.
Wow, that
is
long now.
10 years.
Is This It? 2001. It was even delayed because of 9/11. And that's one of the things with The Strokes. They had a song called New York City Cops.
Awesome.
And New York, and the tagline in it is New York City Cops, New York City Cops. They ain't too smart.
No, they're not. Not all of them.
So that got a lot of heat. And actually, the album was pulled.
There was actually an article today on the computer.
They basically pulled the song from the album, replaced it with a different song, and you know, but they had, just because of that one line, they had to completely redo the album and make it different from the one that was just released a few weeks earlier in Europe.
Well, that sucks.
So 10 years later, they come out with this album, and it's phenomenal. I will say The Strokes have finally done something close to their debut album and come somewhat near to what they've been trying to do for the last couple of years, or last 10 years, actually.
Awesome. I like it.
I mean, honestly, it's...
I'm going to have to check it out. I haven't heard it. So
yeah.
I can't say. I'm sorry. I can't jump in on this with you because...
You don't even know anything about it.
I don't know. I was just... I didn't know you were going to get so deep into the...
Sorry.
I was just kind of was... Just gonna be like, yeah, it was great. Also,
hey man, boys bad.
Boys bad, man. Boys bad, man.
Yeah, whatever. They took some time off. They all grew up.
Yeah.
And released a great album.
It's cool though that when that happens, you know, finally after, you know, so many years, you have a band kind of
has it been now? It's been some time since they released the last album.
It's 10 years since their first, and they traditionally released one every 2 to 3 years. So they're, you know, this is their fourth in 2011, and their debut came out in 2001.
There you go.
A lot has changed.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we're up for some Grammys this year. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
I highly doubt it. Speaking of which, though, it's funny you mention it because
Grammys kind of sucked this year. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they did kind of suck this year.
But whatever.
I have two things, actually, I want to talk about.
All right.
First off, did either of you see any of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inauguration on Fuse?
No.
No, but one of my friends was talking about it, though.
And what was he saying?
Terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I heard about it, too.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I heard
it
was good.
Owen, go with it. What was...
Dude. The editing was really weird, first off. Like, they had, like, this really choppy... And Fuse is a Canadian... Well, it's like the Canadian
Fuse has always
MTV
been
kind of...
Yeah, I've seen... Right? Fuse
the Canadian
has
MTV.
Half-ass.
But the editing was awful and blah, blah, blah. And then you have people like Bette Midler going up there on stage.
Sweet.
Presenting people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love Bette Midler.
But at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame...
And who was all...
Bette Midler...
Who was all inducted this... Round.
There were two people that were, in my opinion, worthy of it: Alice Cooper and Tom Waits.
Yes, those two are talked about.
Who else?
Alice Cooper, of course.
A lot of the other people are people that you've never even heard of. They were people that are basically kind of like session musicians in a sense, and they. Work on, you know, random projects, and they've worked on, you know, 10 million songs and all these like Motown hits that you've heard time and time before, but you have no idea who the fuck this person is.
Yeah.
And cool, they're getting nominated, but does Bette Midler need to be the presenter giving them the award? No.
No.
Bette Midler does not deserve to be in the building that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is being presented in, correct?
Correct, but
how rock and roll is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if Bette fucking Midler is there? And then you've got fucking the bald motherfucker from Jay Leno on piano, Paul Schaefer, fucking shaking it down, you know? That's not rock and roll. You know, I'm sorry. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has soured itself. It's completely killed it.
But it wasn't just this year. It's been for a while now, though. There's a lot of stuff in there that's not rock and roll now. As somebody we know goes, there's hip-hop stuff in there now.
Well, no, I'm fine with Run-DMC being in there.
There's hip-hop stuff in there now.
I'm fine with anything raw being in there. But what I'm really angry at is that you have, you know, ridiculous shit getting in there, and you have
on just because it made a lot of money, it's getting
was
in
the, nominated this year.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean that
the Bee Gees
you were actually
are
good.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But where is the list that allows you? What is the credentials that what
it's
it takes
just this,
to
it's,
get abducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know,
what does it take?
You know,
you don't get abducted. They don't take you.
It's votum, whatever the fuck. How you get in?
You're in the Rock and Roll Hall.
What's the matter? You sell a bunch
now.
Of albums or
come
a bunch of people
me.
Like
no.
you?
It's the same list that people have when you work a freelance gig. It's the same list. People are special and people aren't.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy before.
No,
check.
It's
well,
it's
not like it used to be.
It's this little club. You know what I mean? It's
I know you.
I've heard of
you have to get in the club to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Like, you got to be cool, man.
It's a very corporate circuit,
making
it's
a
fucking wax statue of Lady Gaga.
Exactly. And that's when
it's coming up. Get ready. Oh, shit.
In
10 years, Lady Gaga is going to be fucking history.
You think she's not going to be in there? Come on.
If anybody saw it, give me a call.
But
whatever. Bootleg to the face.
Dude.
But all these people who make $1 million are going to be in there now, man. You might see the air horn. Might be in there one day, and that's when we need to burn it down. And that's when it burns to the ground.
Neil Diamond. I'm telling you, this was nuts. It's Neil Diamond, fucking end of the very end of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony on Fuse.
All I can think of right now is the guy from American Pie.
Yeah. Ba 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 da da ba ba da ba ba ba. So he's going out,
all right.
but he's singing a song to like all the celebrities in the crowd, and like he goes up to Bruce Springsteen. It's so cheesy. Like he's walking through the crowd, and like there's people kind of like dividing the crowd for him. And like he gets
get out of his way. Don't you know who this is?
Yeah,
they're like, no, we don't. We're not moving.
And he gets up to Bruce Springsteen. And he gets up to Bruce Springsteen, and then he has him like do the line from his song, whatever line it, you know, was like, oh cheer cheery, and like, and he had
had a strong
Neil Diamond looks awful, by the way, like 10 facelifts later.
I'm sure he looks better than Bruce.
But either way, like,
well, he's got to look better than
he gives it to the boss. He gives it to the boss. He gives the microphone
to the boss.
And the boss gives him a couple of lines, and he, you know,
he laid out some lines on it. Really. The boss just chopping up lines out there.
This is how you do it when you're born in the USA.
This is how you do it to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, son.
That's right. So
I'm the Bruce.
A little bit of cherry cherry went on, and
the boss.
And it was the worst thing ever. Because after
horrible.
He was done, he's like he taps like the boss on the shoulder, and he says, "You'll be something one day, kid." And then he goes off. He literally said that.
That's horrible.
As he slides across the stage with his Stratocaster.
If I was Springsteen, I'd fucking had a fucking finger in his face. I mean,
dropped his ass. That would have made it much better, huh?
Yeah.
A little fight, Springsteen. Springsteen beat the crap out of him. Awesome. But yeah, that was freaking bad, though. But the Grammys was just as bad, though. I mean, they had that bad country number, and like, who did these guys got nominated for all these things? It's like a three-piece to something brothers or something like that.
Who cares?
Dude, it was horrible. It was but as I'm saying, it's horrible. I don't even know who they are.
Black and white. The what's his name? What's his face?
Oh, with B.O.B. and yeah, they're coming. Know. Yeah, they're coming down here soon for a little thing going on over here in
Central Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know God. What I was wondering the other day?
Jonas Brothers.
It's gonna be horrendous.
Seriously, I had this thought the other day, and it, like, I don't know why anybody has never mentioned this before. Why doesn't Miami have the common sense, or somebody to have the common sense, to start a theme park in Miami?
It's out of the beaches, man.
Because the mouse yeah, would go.
It's all about club life. And
yeah, man. It's, be. Nah, man. They don't want to be that. Themed, though. It's not about that. They're about being a metropolis. Like Brian said, club life. Celebrities.
Yeah, but walking if you around have in your a white, theme park as well, how's that going to hurt? They're going to come. Because
then that brings... No, they don't want it, though. Then that brings all these people that we have here that we bitch at that are here. When
well, we
here.
Don't want them to do it, but why hasn't somebody done it already? I'm just because surprised that
Miami Vice allowed. Already did it.
What's that?
Miami Vice already did it.
Miami how did Vice? Miami Vice do it? That's a TV show.
They made a
show.
Theme park?
Yeah, they made it, dude. Come on. They made the collaboration of the complete...
No, that would be cool.
Come on, dude.
What are you talking about?
Vice,
Miami Vice.
They lived it up.
That would be cool. Miami Vice theme park. Yeah,
we don't have to wear the little blazers, white blazers going up in there. That would be cool.
Yeah, you get issued a white sports jacket. Yeah, sports jacket. You know?
Yeah, that would be cool. All right, that could work.
A I'm cocktail.
Sorry,
but
I'm sorry, even, that's what I think of when I think of
yeah,
Miami.
But I mean...
I've only been there one time.
But no, that'd be a great theme park.
I don't know. I think it's more of like they try to keep it like a resort.
You can get on the motorcycles?
Not theme park destination. Like, they figure maybe, Florida is Orlando, has the theme parks. Miami's going to stay beaches with white bathing suits and try to stay
honestly,
rich.
Honestly, it's not a terrible idea,
so they could
idea,
film,
though,
so they could film Brooke Hogan and kick the Jersey Shore people out.
But seriously, though, how much money could you make? I mean, there's tons of people going down there already. You could easily... If you were to open a theme park in...
Well, so
in
then let's open a theme.
Miami,
what, so let's open a theme park. What theme park would you... What would you do? Because I mean, Adam, honestly, we could do Miami Vice. We could do
Miami Vice Island. I definitely think we have Miami Vice Island.
Miami Vice Island. All right, so we got Miami Vice Island.
Margaritas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be part water park, part theme park. I think.
Come on, man.
I think you gotta have slides and pools. Yeah. You gotta have like sand so bitches can scoop, well, so you can see some scoops on
I mean,
the beach.
If you want to do a park like
and,
that,
and then you
so,
have,
so
and then you have a designated
go.
Territory that's like a little cornered off section that says scoops lie here.
Scoops
and,
lie here.
And so the really ballsy girls that think they're like, oh, I got some scoops. Like I can go show off my scoops.
And the security guard gets you. It's like a velvet rope.
And then they can
so then it's
go.
Like you're trying to get into a New York City club. And it's
and
like they come like, no, you're not allowed.
And then
here,
you get
man.
Your regular
snake
scoops.
Snake says no.
The snake says no, you're not allowed. You shall not pass.
No, sir.
No, ma'am. I don't think so. All
but
right,
yeah,
but,
I think.
But,
I think.
I mean,
I
don't know. Miami
good.
Vice doesn't. What else are you gonna do for Miami? Miami doesn't have nothing. You gonna put a stupid LeBron James statue in the theme park? Like, what is that?
He's
what
leaving.
The hell else does the hell else does Miami have?
Give him another.
You gonna put a? No, actually, you could have a 24-hour-a-day.
I think it'd be a Dwayne Wade statue.
No, actually,
before it'd be
this
a
is
LeBron
why you can't
statue.
Do it because then Pitbull would perform in Miami all the time.
He was on American
and
Idol
what
the
hell?
Night. I just want to say that.
Who Pitbull?
Pitbull's on American Idol. That's what's that man?
Was he?
You the man.
You the man.
I'm sorry. I like him. I'm sorry. I like him.
Your stank-ass dancers leaned on my shoulder and put their stilts on.
Stunk, but damn. Stunk. Your
but you put
drummer
on a damn
was
show.
Bad.
Yeah, he was. But he was sick, and he was going to pass out. Remember the guy was like, hey, watch that guy. He won't make sure he doesn't fall off the thing.
I was more or less about his suit change and then his coke bump.
He did do that, yes. Yeah, yep. Yep. Came backstage, changed his jacket. And then wanted to throw out towels, though. I still don't understand that. He said, these people have been standing in the rain all night. I want to throw towels to them to show them that I'm a person like them. I still don't get it. I understand he's a person. Yes, you are a person. But why are you throwing towels at me? I don't want a towel that Pitbull threw at me. It doesn't really matter to me. I don't get it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, but the way he said it, like,
they
how
want
are
their
you?
DNA.
But how are you so much better than
creepy,
me?
Actually.
But you're so much better than me that you think that by you going in the rain and getting, oh, look, Pitbull's getting wet and giving me a towel, that you're the same, that you're a per- like I don't understand what you thought about that.
Yeah, it's pretty
gross. Like you're God and you're coming down and you're gonna be a person with me. I don't
have
get it.
Have my sweaty towel.
Yeah, have my sweaty towel and be
enjoy
dry.
Enjoy my filth.
Like who the hell are you, dude? Ooh, I don't want your sweat. Give me a fucking clean towel. I don't give a shit about your sweat.
Sign something, bitch.
No, not even. I don't give a shit if you sign something.
Well, don't give me your sweaty towel.
Damn, man.
Flo Rida did that. Flo Rida.
Did he? I didn't see that one. I'm like,
excuse me.
Meh, 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 meh. I just got a little throw up in my mouth. But anyway. So, yeah. So, anyway. I've had a good time on this Ono radio show. I'm not going to lie. I did. I had a good time.
It's been fun.
I hope we're invited back. I hope the masses enjoyed us. I hope we didn't get too...
I don't think they did.
I think they all left.
I think they're all gone.
I don't even know. I think it's us talking to us.
No one called, which is really disappointing.
Yeah, they suck. Fuck them. Fuck them all. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I had a good time, though.
Now.
I did.
Fuck you all, chat.
I had a good time, and I think we should definitely do this again sometime.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you all. Definitely. That's just rude, right?
It is rude
when everybody just leaves and walks out on you.
We try and do this thing, you know. It's
try to
there.
Entertain you guys.
Man,
have to drive home with one headlight if they're entertaining you guys.
Seriously.
God.
All right.
All right. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I did. I had a good time, though. I did. Nobody else had a good time. Brian didn't have a good time. He's getting texted. What are you getting texted? This sucks. Stop talking.
Stop talking. Nah, nothing like that.
The weekend continues, my friend. I like it. All right, Bayou Snake is in action.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I gotta live vicariously through my friend.
Let's get a phone call up in this.
Why? Who's calling?
We should. Somebody, you can call.
Who's on?
321-332-0186. Make this thing fun. Come on.
They won't call.
Nah, nobody's going to call. This sucks. Nobody wants to call us. Nobody likes us. Actually, I think we're the only three people that like each other.
That's true.
I don't think anybody else really likes us. I think we all think people like us, but I don't think anybody really likes us. You know, guys don't get that feeling? I get that feeling all the time.
I get that feeling all
people
the
smile
time.
At me, and they're like, yeah,
you
yeah,
know what?
Yeah.
I don't even
they give me this,
it.
Like,
I
yeah,
even,
yeah,
I
hate you.
I don't
I'm like,
give
yeah,
a
cool.
fuck anymore.
I just look at him and they look at me back and I'm like, yep, and you know what? Ain't shit you can do about it.
Ain't shit you can do about it, bubba.
Cause
sorry.
This train, it's not moving.
This train ain't going nowhere. It stopped at the station
and, I hope you don't like
and
it,
it's staying.
I just add more and more trucks behind this train.
It's going to be a big train. Jeez. Oh, he's got the Bible back.
I'm bringing the Bible back. No. Come on. I'm sure we got something left in here.
Oh, I'm getting texted. Oh. Doot, 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 doot. Hey, at least I got rid of... I could be scratching or doing Darth Vader's.
What you got, Owen?
Come on, Owen.
Save this thing.
Actually, it looks funny. See, I wish the camera was on you the way you're standing there reading.
Yeah, I don't
the
like
book.
The camera. I wish it was radio.
You look like it's a...
It has to be there, though, because it's
stab
like
it.
The most efficient way to... Yeah,
Brian's,
I mean...
Brian's getting violent.
Oh, I don't like it.
Nope.
Where are you?
It's not
how come you haven't been on
feel?
Camera
it's
all
not
night?
Looking
Maybe
at you all night.
See you. And looking at... I've been on camera like a... Like
no
a,
one wants
like
to see me.
Like a damn monkey all night.
That Neumann mic sounds
this
good.
This Neumann is great. I just turned to look. Oh,
sorry.
It does sound great. I like it.
All right.
I like it
so,
a lot. I like it.
Got in a huge argument, like I said earlier, about the girl upstairs with the dog.
And?
I already heard it.
All right.
He
basically, this is what happens. I'm just going to lay it down real short. Long story short.
Short and sweet. Could you hear this?
It's a dog.
Basically,
dog is
this is...
I hear it.
Yeah. Is it thumping around again?
I don't know.
Sounds like an
I'm
elephant
lying.
When it's up there.
It.
Either way. Dog upstairs, constantly, always ruining my night.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a fairly big dog. It's like a brown, lavish thing. It's like a light brown lavish. I don't even know where it is, but it's annoying as shit.
All right.
It's untrained. The people don't know what they're doing.
It's no Sid.
It's not Sid.
It's not Sid. Sid is way more trained than this dog. They let this dog just fucking go out and piss in areas it's not supposed to piss in, just in the little courtyard here.
It's going to the ruthless cunt, aren't you?
And the owner has to, like, walk, instead of being able to, like, lead it up the stairs with, you know, by its collar, can't do that. Has to hold its, like, armpits.
Has to give it a little body slam,
and, like,
chokehold.
Walk it up the stairs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And, well, what the hell?
Like, it's such a it's the most disobedient or retarded
dog. Did you ever see the dog fall
one of the
down
two.
The stairs? Because it sounds retarded.
My buddy's dog ran away the other night. That shit was funny as fuck.
But then
don't
she
get
fucking
me started on.
But then
stupid
she
dogs.
She riles it up. She riles it up constantly. So all you hear when you're going to bed is fucking hammering down.
That sucks.
So I've called several noise complaints.
They've done nothing about it.
They've done nothing.
That really sucks then. You should actually go.
Apartment
then.
Living.
That is apartment
yeah,
living.
Yeah, apartment living right there. Yep.
They're like, what? Your dishwasher works?
Wait, your apartment's not flooded?
Excuse
Carpet's
me?
Good? All right, cool.
You got water, electricity?
Yeah. All right, we're good. Yeah, we don't care about the dog upstairs from you. You need to get a gun and shoot it.
Air yourself. Conditioning will be there 3 days.
Yeah, exactly, to change the filter that we have 25 of in the garage. But yeah, but I mean, I feel your pain. I used to have this apartment when I lived in my apartment. This little kid downstairs, he was like a little 6-year-old running in and out of the house. And every time he'd slam the door, all the pictures on my wall would shift.
Make you want
every
to choke
time.
Him.
Oh, I wanted to go downstairs and choke him. And his mom was just as annoying because then she'd sit outside with her friends at night and drink and get drunk. And then they would slam the door. Oh, man. And then your pictures would be moving. I wanted to start taking the pictures, throwing at them, but pictures are worth more. So, but you know what I mean? So where are we going with this, bud?
I don't know. You want to wrap this thing?
I guess. It's the Ono radio show, man.
It's about that time. Guys, if you've not already gone to our actual website, you should. It's at www.onoradioshow.com. Nobody called us, but we do have a number.
Because you guys suck.
And that's at 321-332-0186. You're obviously, if you're hearing this now, you're probably hearing us on justin.tv/ono radio show, and you can Skype us at ono radio show.
Do it.
Do it.
Otherwise,
do it. Do it.
Always be scooping.
Always be scooping, people. Next time we come back, we might have a little scoops debut for you, hopefully, maybe. We'll see what happens. See what happens.
I never got any music ready again.
So, what do we do now? We just leave. I take my headphones out and I leave. Do I just get the hell out of here? Go take a piss in the bathroom and head on out.
Some B side shit all the way.
Give me some B sides.
Shit, B sides, man.
The hell. All
right. Fuck it.
Man, what the hell, man?
Going B sides?
Yeah. Sure.
B side.
I don't know. Whatever you want, man.
It's a great knife.
Let's do it. We're just talking now. It's like the, it should have kicked in already, but it hasn't. So it's like, yeah. Whatever.
Play this out next time.
Yeah. And cue music. All right.
Sorry about that.
I'm gonna go drive with one headlight now.
You can donate my bail money to PayPal, onoradioshow.com.